before. Any synonyms for it if it's just very dark and dismal all day?
Not that I can remember.
You wouldn't look out and say, gee, what a day.
Not unless it would be some other adjective like rotten or miserable or...
Yeah, fine. Okay. If it has been fair and then the clouds start coming in, you'd say the weather is doing what?
I would say the weather is changing.
Okay. Would changing always mean it's getting worse?
No.
Well, what if it were the opposite situation? It's cloudy and then the clouds start pulling away. You'd say
it's clearing up.
Mm-hmm. You wouldn't say it's changing then. So changing does mean that it's getting worse?
Yeah.
Okay.
It could.
That's good.
Well, I thought about it. You're dealing with questions I've never thought about before.
Well, right. It's hard to think what you would say when these are things that you just use automatically. Mm-hmm. They're not meant to be thought about, really. What do you call a heavy rain that just lasts a little while like we had?
Thunderstorm.
Even if there's no thunder with it?
Yeah.
Okay. And then if the wind was very high during the night, you'd say all night long the wind?
Blew.
The wind has?
Blown.
The wind will?
Blow.
Okay. If the wind is coming from, oh, I don't know.
That's the north.
Okay. If the wind's coming from that direction, you'd say it's coming, you're describing the direction.
From the south.
All right. And halfway between south and east is?
Southeast.
Halfway between south and west?
Southwest.
Between north and east?
Northeast.
Between north and west?
Northwest.
That gets those. If it's raining but not very hard, just a few little drops, what do you call that?
Drizzling.
All right, any other name for it?
Sprinkle. Sprinkling.
Is that the same?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, how about if it's not really even drops, it's just sort of a mist?
Misting.
All right, and what about a heavy white mist that prevents you from seeing in front of you?
Fog.
And on that kind of a day, you'd say it's a...
Foggy day.
Mm-hmm. And if there's no rain for weeks and weeks, you're having a...
Drought.
Suppose it was just a couple of weeks.
Depending on what season as to whether or not it was a drought.
Mm. What do you mean?
If it's in a growing season, it would be a drought.
If just 2 weeks without rain?
Well, depending on how much you were dependent on the crops.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what would you call it if it were not during a growing season and it was just a short time?
Dry spell.
All right. The wind has been very gentle and it's gradually getting stronger. It's doing what?
Picking up.
Mm-hmm. And it's just the opposite. It has been strong and now it's getting weaker. It's doing what?
Going down.
All right. On a morning when you first go outdoors and it's not really disagreeably cold, but it's you need a sweater, how would you describe that kind of weather?
Cool.
Anything else?
Brisk.
All right. Chilly?
Yeah, chilly for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right, if it's cold enough to kill the tomatoes and flowers, you would say last night we had a...
Frost.
All right, is there anything any more severe than...
I said that wrong. It was frost.
What did you say?
I said frost. It's frost. If you want
to
use my...
Okay.
I can tell the difference. I don't know whether you can or not.
Well, I dare say when I listen to it again, I'll be able to. I'll try to anyway.
Okay.
Now, which was which? Which is your normal?
Okay, I said frost.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's my Atlanta.
That's your corrupted speech.
Yeah.
Yes, and your
but at home, it would be frost.
Uh-huh.
Frost. There's a kind of like an AU in there somewhere.
Uh-huh, I see. Well, is there something that's more severe than just a frost?
A freeze.
Mm-hmm. Any degrees of that, would you say a heavy?
Hard freeze.
Hard freeze. Mm-hmm. And it was so cold last night that the lake did what?
Froze.
All right. Would you have a name if it just froze around the edges?
Iced.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let's see. If it gets much colder, the pond might...
Freeze.
And it had already...
Frozen.
All right. Oh, you mentioned the living room in your house. Do you know of any older names for living room?
Parlors.
Was yours ever called a parlor?
No. My grandmother's home was.
Mm-hmm.